Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Tyler Radio Empire.
Amateur sleuths checking in from our email. There's a guy wanted to know if are we sure the sex doll was a female. That's a whole other wrench there, you know.
Let's just go ahead and assume that.
Let's assume it was.
Is that a saying? A whole other wrench there?
Well, it is now on the cool word guy. Yeah.
Yeah. That's a whole other wrench.
Well, let's throw another wrench in there, basically. It's a whole other wrench. It's like it's not the sharpest tool in the shed, that kind of stuff, you know. No, actually, I said it right that time.
Yeah, you did.
Damn it. All right.
Wow.
It's not the brightest bulb in the shed. Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Not the sharpest knife on the shelf.
It pisses off some guy there thinks I do that.
Do they make full-size male sex dolls?
He's mad every day.
Yes, they do. Some documentaries where they perform with like a torso.
No, they have full-size male sex dolls.
You seem to know.
Yeah. Well, was it that email you sent me the other day?
Yeah,
it was just
sure.
You and I on that thread.
Right. Sure.
Wasn't there that couple that had like that whole sex toy room that had dolls of both sexes?
Oh, you're right. They had one of each.
Yeah.
They had one of each. Right, Nick.
Yep.
Somebody had emailed a picture in, too, of that sex doll they found in the police dumpster that didn't look like it had any hands or a head.
Somebody got mad at that sex doll, and that's kind of weird, man.
Yes.
Yeah, I saw that, too. Man. And it's laying in the dumpster with the vagina sticking straight up in the air. Well, the rubber vagina. Right?
Sounds like it needs a biopsy.
Was that a police dumpster or just a dumpster?
No, it was just a dumpster, I think.
Okay. I don't think it was from this particular crime, you know.
Well, yeah, this one's probably in the evidence room.
All right.
No, the picture that got sent to us? I think that was out of Denver.
Oh, okay.
All right.
And then Cool Words guy should know better than this.
What?
What did she look like? Well, they're not going to publish pictures or even names of the victim because I'm sure she had a name.
Oh, yeah.
But only one guy knows.
Wouldn't it be great, though, if they put the picture of the
now.
Sex doll up, you know, just her face sitting there, so, like making a
well, or like a full body shot, but her face is blurred.
Or her eyes, yeah.
just blur the face so you can't identify her.
Well, you're going to have to blur the breasts, too.
Well, yeah, true, true.
You don't blur the
and
breasts.
The pie.
Maybe she was wearing clothes. Yeah. You know,
not
I told you guys about that. That's that show. It's two seasons on HBO. It's called Made for Love.
Yeah.
And Ray Romano's character, he's the dad, and he's married basically to this sex doll that he takes everywhere. He's got clothes for it. It sits at the table for meals. I mean, it's
is it
really
a funny show? Man?
Yeah, it is.
Okay, all right.
It's funny, and Ray is one of the highlights of that show.
Well, I like Ray Romano. He's good. Yeah. All right. So apparently, speaking
of sex.
If you're
just joining us, by the way, we're discussing a guy who, what do they do? What's the name of those kind of people? They collect the dead bodies.
Yeah. It was a natural death. And so you don't call the cops. You know, they have a service that comes and picks up the body.
But it was two guys. One guy didn't bang a sex doll. That was in the apartment.
Yeah.
That guy had nothing to do with it, man. He
one
took the body and went home. But he's getting calls today, man. Did you hear what your partner did?
A sex doll in a dead guy's apartment and says, I got to go back and get me some of that.
Mm-hmm.
And then they snagged him.
I wonder if they had a conversation. You know, they're driving the body to wherever it goes. And the guy's like, hey, did you see her? And the guy's like, who?
Yeah.
Like that doll in there?
Yeah.
I'm guessing the guy who did nothing in this situation is just really happy to have somebody else he rides with all day.
we'll take that call. If you're that guy that was driving that dude around, did he bring up the fact that the sex doll was sexy and thought about going back and picking it up? And then you were accessory after the crime.
Or he'd lost rock, paper, scissors, and he was about to go in there after this dude.
Yeah,
this guy got busted.
I was thinking the same thing, too. No, we're not throwing that guy under the bus.
No. No one even suggests that.
No, he didn't do dick. He just had to be riding along with
I'm
the guy.
I'm just going to go. I'm going
to
guess.
What happened to your last partner? I'll send you a link.
I'm going to guess that this the guy, the innocent guy, the one who did nothing, heard this story and went, I bet he thought he
tracks.
Was capable of that.
Yeah,
how many people that know this guy are surprised?
Yeah. Yeah, especially the guy who went to pick up dead bodies with him every day. Like, I get it.
Well, best friends are not going to email us, but people know this guy. We're going to get an email in the next couple of days about this story. And unfortunately, it might continue. Yeah. So before you commit freaky crimes, realize that, especially in the Omaha area or Wichita or Lincoln, you might be on the radio and people might hear us talking about it. So think about us. But don't keep doing them, though.
Yeah, don't take these stories away from us.
I'm not saying don't harm another human being, but if you're going to do this inanimate object crime, keep doing those because they kill time for us.
Yeah, victimless crime. Yeah. This is a victimless crime.
It is completely victimless.
But if you'd rather not be the topic of discussion, then you should avoid that.
Yeah.
Think about the realm.
But all of you don't avoid it.
This
all
is
of you
the least of this guy's concerns.
Right. Think about the big picture.
Oh, the show,
ramifications.
Because it is all over the news, Is that your brother?
Isn't that the guy that lives down the street? He doesn't have to hand out any Halloween candy this year.
No.
Yeah, he should. Well, he doesn't actually, right?
Again, not on any sex offender registry.
No.
He didn't do anything to any
people.
But
on Halloween, a lot of times, we'll just hang out in our driveway.
Yeah.
Just seeing everybody, this guy, it's probably hang out in the backyard, inside.
All right.
Wow.
Doug Stanhope in the studio. Excuse me, Doug's going to phone the program. And Ben Bailey's in the studio a little later on. Somebody won the Powerball, so we're going back to square one on that one. Everybody's still working. And we were talking to Sex here earlier, and Puss sent me a story that this sounds like. So frogs will fake their death to get out of sex? Or just
pretend
they're dead? Frogs.
Females specifically.
Yeah, will fake their death.
This and a certain kind of female. So this
they just
is,
lay there like, just lay there and say, okay, I'm dead, so don't bang me.
Yeah, they play possum.
So it's a
and that deters
it's
most frogs.
It's a study out of
frogs
Europe.
Must be dumb. Male frogs must be dumb,
Yeah.
Or considerate.
Well, no.
A male frog. Yeah.
Wait till you hear the details of this, Todd. Right. They're not considerate. So we're talking about they're European common frogs, they said. And so start off with the knowledge that apparently their mating season is very short. From a few days to maybe 2 weeks tops.
And small window.
So
small
female window. Frogs are already, they're tired of sex for 2 weeks?
Well, yeah. Apparently the males are not all that choosy. Shocking.
No, weird. Yeah, that's just males.
Yeah. They say, so these common frogs, they say, are...
A human male just broke in a bag of sex doll. We're not that choosy.
Exactly. Yeah. They say these common frogs are explosive breeders, meaning they have a very short breeding period, and the males will just gather at these ponds and fight for access to females.
Yeah.
They said
that's,
they don't...
It's called bars here in the human population, right?
They don't seem to be very selective, at least in terms of female body size. They will just randomly grab other individuals, even other males and other species. And this behavior leads to the formation of what they call mating balls, where several males can cling to one female, which can actually kill that female.
Oh, that's a gangbang.
Gangbang to death.
Yes.
That is not considerate.
Yes. So they
that's why they play dead, so they don't get gangbanged.
Exactly. Yeah. They said that's why they want to understand how these females avoid being crushed to death or drowned by these swarming males, and sometimes they will go so far as to fake their own death, rolling around on their back and grunting to, make the male think, oh, this one's dead, I'll move on.
How long do the frogs live?
That particular frog.
That's a good question.
Yeah. I thought it was a good question, too.
I don't have that information right here.
Because they might not. They just,
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe.
now available on digital. Crow portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Yeah, do they only have the one mating cycle, so they got to get it in while they can?
They may be.
And how big's a frog's wiener? Another question. You know, we dissected frogs in high school, but I don't remember seeing a wiener on those bears.
No, they're growers.
Yeah, they might have been, right? Yeah.
That doesn't say how long they live, but it's probably not long. You're probably right, Todd. They may only have one mating cycle, but...
Now Google how long are their wieners.
Yeah, I want to see your algorithm, because it's just been messed up all week, man, hasn't it?
Oh, mine's completely screwed for all time.
How long's a frog's wiener? They go, and the computer goes, really?
Hey, which frog, puss?
Yeah.
Yeah, so apparently the feigning death as a mating avoidance strategy has also been seen in some spiders and dragonflies. They'll go so far as to fake their own death to get out of sex.
Don't dragonflies get it on like while they're flying around?
Sure.
Can't just say
you ever seen that? Two bugs flying through is getting it on?
Yeah, tagging each other in the air. Right?
I think one's tagging the other. I don't think they're tagging each other.
Can't they just, like women, say, I don't feel good tonight, honey? You know, the frogs just go crazy. Yeah. And frogs don't mate for life, so it's a, you know. There's about 8 or 9 frogs trying to pounce on one.
There's probably a woman out there, you know, a human.
That faked her death?
A human female that faked her own death just to get out of sex.
Well, they fake sleeping,
I'm sure. Faking
sleep
happens all the time.
Oh, yeah. All the time.
On both sides. I think, you know, a guy might be too
tired. But I bet you some women have gone so far as to fake their own death just so they don't have to bang a guy. And we will take that call. Tell us how you went about that.
Fake their own death.
I think if you're going to go to the trouble of faking your own death, it's got to be to get out of, like, you know, taxes or jail or something a little bit more, because that's a lot
dude,
of work.
How about the dude to fake his own death to get away from Olivia Newton-John, man?
Yeah, that guy.
And
Olivia Newton-John was America's sweetheart. We all loved her.
But he bailed off the boat in the middle of the Gulf of Mexico or something?
Yeah, what happened to that guy? Has he resurfaced since she died?
There's always been stories about, it's funny, we just came back. Sorry, I was gone for a while. There were stories about him financial deals, too, but he also just left her thinking he was dead. And they were a couple, you know? But it wasn't about having sex, I'm sure, you know?
No, that sounds... It's a multi-layered story.
He was beyond that.
Yeah.
And he never showed up again?
There
were rumors that they know where he's at in Mexico, hanging out somewhere to this day. So I don't know if he really... went and got him or nothing like that. Maybe the crimes weren't that horrific. They just figured, what the hell, we don't care.
Okay, this is a story from earlier this year, January of 2023, that apparently there was a podcast done on it, and they say that this guy, he vanished at sea 17 years ago, but did not fake his own death to escape debts. That was the claim, is that
got
he
it.
Was trying to escape debts.
Her. But it was her that he was trying to escape.
Apparently he had reported to have $30,000 in debt filed for bankruptcy.
For 30 grand, you're not going to fake your own death.
Well, apparently he at least disappeared.
Yeah,
you know,
he did.
I guess
they were on a boat. He just jumped off the side of the boat and never came back. And they assumed he might have drowned originally, right?
I guess we're splitting hairs between the terms of faking your own death and just disappearing.
Right.
So did she have another husband after him?
I don't think so. I don't know.
Yeah, apparently there have been sightings of this guy in Mexico over the years.
That's what I've been reading, right. Yeah.
So there's an interview from People magazine in February of 2023 about her husband, John Easterling. Is that this guy's name?
No. Patrick
McDermott. She ended up with a different dude.
Yeah.
Some guy who's not into sailing.
that was on her dating profile. You must not like
main
sailing.
Main criteria. Right? Yeah. You hate
whatever,
going in the ocean.
Last boyfriend. He faked his own death to get away from me.
Yeah,
we'll take that call if a woman faked her own death to get out of sex.
They may have faked their death after having sex with someone just to get away from him.
Yeah.
We probably did it to a couple of girls.
So he doesn't follow up.
Yeah. Always call me again. Oh, man, it was the worst. Just tell
him
I'm dead.
If you went to
tell him I'm dead.
If you went to extreme measures that stopped short of faking your own death just to get out of having sex. I mean, you know, rolling over and pretending to be asleep, sure, everybody's done that.
Right.
You had to go to,
did you get your sack torn off?
Yeah.
Yeah. Because it pushes the sack as a blanket.
There's
faking
sleep.
It's not. That's the problem.
Then there's ghosting, and then the extreme is faking your own death.
Yeah.
That's beyond ghosting.
Yeah,
someone.
You're really committed to the bit at that point.
Usually ghosting
do
is.
Do people text back and say, they're dead?
Yeah.
This is so and so. Don't call her back. Sorry, she died. Right. But you do it yourself. You do it in a third person.
Right.
You can't say, I'm dead.
You adjust your Facebook page so it's a memorial page. All that.
You type out that text in a different voice.
Right.
You have friends reach out and say, oh, we're so sorry.
I'm dead. Send me an email.
Yeah. All right. I'm dead. All right. Yeah, if you're that bad in bed, the woman you're with faked her own death to stay away from you. We'll take that call. All right. We look for the tough calls here.
Yeah.
And if you're a friend or that guy who banged a sex doll in a dead dude's apartment, we'll take that call. And Nick's right about that. The weird part about that is he did it right there in the apartment where that guy was found dead, you know.
Yeah, I hope he did it in the guest room.
Might have been a one bedroom apartment.
Yeah.
Then he got through on the couch.
Right there on the dead guy's bed.
You'd hope he wiped it off before he went in on it too.
He might have gotten nuts and gone to every room in the apartment.
He was disheveled.
Yeah.
Just threw that bitch
right
around
on the kitchen counter.
If your clothes are all down, your hair don't go, whatever. His clothes were disheveled.
Disheveled.
Well, maybe when he was leaving the place, he looked back at her and he thought that she was looking at him like, you know, come back, man. You know,
let's get dirty.
The old man's dead. Let's get dirty.
He was. You know? She was giving him signals.
Right. Well.
I'll be back.
We ain't helping this dude, man.
Dude,
just don't do anything rash. But I would leave town.
This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.